Now, let's start from the farmers.
Farmers. In Japanese, there were many farmers who went to Manchuria to start some farming village or something like that. And the war situation was very bad. 3 months when I left Japan, it was just 3 months before the war ended.
Mm-hmm. So it was very bad then.
It was very bad. So no one. So I thought I may go. And I left Japan May 14th for Manchuria. And it took a pretty long time because our ship couldn't leave Hakata port because of the B-29
bomb.
And I stayed there 1 week waiting for the ship.
And there was always bombing going on, huh?
Yeah. But anyway, I could leave to Korea. Through Korea, and I went to Manchuria visiting Japanese farmers in various places. And when I reached to in Japanese we say Harbin. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. The big city, capital city in Manchuria. They announced there's no ships bound for Japan. But I hardly could come back to Japan. That is not for service, but priest I went to Manchuria.
I see. So how did you get back to Japan?
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought there must be some transportation or some way to come back to Japan. Even though we have no ship, there must be, someone must be going to Japan. And I will, if I'm waiting at Busan, I thought I'm quite sure I would have chance to go back to Japan. And they didn't sell me a ticket. But I said, even though, maybe so, but I pay anyway for the ticket. So whether it is, available or not, it doesn't matter, so give me a ticket. Came back by Navy, not battleship, cruiser.
Cruiser, oh, I see.
They are collecting some wounded soldiers and a ship arrived at, not the port I expected, but some small port near that big port. And in the train, before I arrived at San Rosin, which is a small station, But that's when we arrive at that small station, the conductor announced that if someone who is going to Japan from Sanroshi should get off. So I got off at that station.
This is in Manchuria?
Korea.
Korea, I see.
And I, as soon as I arrived at Sanroshi, pretty big port. The port, when Chinese wanted to attack Japan, Chinese army started from that port. Pretty, because of that, it is pretty famous port. And as soon as I arrived at that port, the big ship came, guarded by cruiser, two cruisers. I could, by that, not cruiser was
big ship, destroyer, small ship maybe.
Yeah. And the ship we took was not so big, but it was protected by the big cruiser. So without making any zigzag, by it, we come back straight to Kyushu Island and arrive at some unknown small port. And after I took express train, we were exposed several times by attack from here. It was July 15th, and August 15th, and everything was over.
I see. So you took you were in Manchuria, and you took a boat to Korea?
Yes.
A cruiser to Korea?
No.
What?
Just a steam.
Steamboat.
A steamboat.
I see. And then when you got, where did they tell? Oh, they told you in Manchuria that there were no boats going leaving from Korea.
Yeah, when I come back already, and transport stopped.
I see. Looking at your history, looks pretty ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ordinary sort of Zen teacher's history?
Maybe so. Not so ordinary. As a priest, in my age, if I tell it in detail, it's very kind of novel.
Oh, that's we never hear. I see.
But what I did, actually, is just not so different. But nowadays, those who are growing, succeed his father's position, that's all. But my age of 13, I left my father's temple.
Why did you leave your father's temple? Why?
My father took care of me too well. So I felt here, I felt something funny feeling always.
Where is here, Sai, or the words?
Words? Emotion, too much emotion. Too much love. And my teacher at the grammar school taught me this kind of thing. Always said to me, to us, you should dig your... Oh!
You caused various problems.
For them, and for me too.
How so?
How? When, before I take my master's temple, I had not much, I didn't cause any trouble. I was just trying to study. But after I took up my master's temple, my life started by some confusion. If I didn't take over his temple, you know, I should be in Zongyin, and I must have very calm, and I could study more. But because I felt some resistance. The priest near inside, you know, I determined to take over his place. And 2 years confusion and fight.
I missed that part about because of the priest. Would you restate that last section?
Last section.
You said that because of a priest near Rinzoyin. What is that?
The priest near inside wanted to, they have someone in their mind to be a head priest of inside.
I see.
And that one, under the name of someone, he wanted to act. But they want to act. So good for the people or for the sort of school.
And some sort of greed, was it?
Greed and fame and some. They were not, they themselves divided in many, you know, ways. And each one of them has their own ambition. But if they, one of them, or if they do not get this one, you know, they were, you know, they acted same way until they get this one. But after they get this one, this one will get into confusion. We know that. Pretty well. So I determined to
stop them,
Yes, stop them. So I had a very difficult time for 2 years with extraordinary, you know, things happened.
Like what, Roshi? Like what?
Like what? My 80 of my Rinzai's member left from Rinzai. And went to some other temple. With me, that is all right. But they accused my responsibility. And they said, if you saw it, leave us such a bad example, we will get into confusion. So that is your responsibility. Why you let them to go some other temple? So if you say, I'm sorry, or if you ask for help, we will help you. But you don't say, I'm sorry, or once a month we had meeting, and in each moment they accused my responsibility. But I said, wait 2 years, you know. In 2 years, the 80 of my member doesn't come back, I'll resign this sorry. So wait. Without criticizing me for 2 years. And they agreed with that. And in 2 years, almost all of them came back.
What happened to the priest who was trying to take Rinzai?
He had his own temple. So he lost his ambition also.
Oh.
And he himself did not want to be a priest of head priest of Rinzai so much. But some ambitious people around him.
Lay people?
No, priest and mostly priest and some influential lay people.
Are you going to lecture tonight?
Maybe I can do it. I haven't asked anyone yet.
Oh. So you must ask someone. Do you think it would be interesting, Ms. Roshi, for the students to know, is it best to give your biography very simple?
Maybe
just facts? That don't make much sense?
It doesn't make much sense, I'm afraid, you know. Okay. If they don't understand what kind of thing is going on.
Hi.
I'm trying to think what I should do for the, how much I should put into the history, you see. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to your students, but maybe...
No. Maybe for someone who is not a student. That's a story. And I don't want or a noun?
A noun. So maybe I should just...
Because of this kind of experience, I decided to come to
America.
No, So my history, my life in Japan, to fight, to strive.
That's all. You said that, yeah?
Mm.
Did you always win the struggles?
Yeah. That doesn't say anything. If I know, I mean, earlier, I say it long time. Like
this. It seems that many people are exiled to America. Some priests who come to America are like exiled, punished by being sent to America. They could have punished you a long time ago.
I knew how to handle it.
But you're confused, huh?
Makes me confused.
You're smart again.
I want. Okay. I'm okay.
Do you feel, ever feel vague about it, or are you too good at this?
No, I mean, just because of very impatient and angry, I became very patient. So I could win. I always start to fight because of my impatience. I start to fight. I should be very patient. Or else I will do it.
Your birth sign means you should be very stubborn. But your students don't understand that you don't seem so stubborn to them. Yeah, that's typical for your birth sign. But Americans are so much more impatient than you, that you seem very patient. Your students are.
Oh, yeah.
Japanese couldn't live with them. They're so impatient.
I may be impatient. Thank you.
translators. And all your students think their past lives they were Japanese. Except me.
I don't think so.
But many students think that. They were Chinese or Japanese.
Maybe so.
I'm not interested in this kind of thing. This is paper. I think it's paper.
Is there any meaning at all in having something about you in the window?
History.
Well, I don't know what kind of thing. Some sort of history. Thing. Some sort of history.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of biography. Not too elaborate, but some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Not a book, though. Okay. Maybe 4 or 5 pages. Is that a mistake?
One page.
How much do you think? One? Half page? Paragraph? One second? Suzuki Roshi biography. I do not think much of this sort of thing. And I have not kept any records. And biography. You have right to decide this sort of thing. Neither do I.
You see, in this way, everything will be lost.
When you were forced to be political, when you were in your 30s and 40s, did you have any serious students? Was it possible to have any? When you had to have fights, when you had to have arguments, these sort of things.
Yeah, I have. They did not participate in
the
My young students. Most of them were not. Please. See. And at that time, Japan was involved in some idea.
30s and the 40s, Japan was involved in some strange, what do you say, power or?
Some strange pride or confidence in power. Some strange idea of nationalism.
And you did not feel good about this?
No. But they say it's very, you know, very strange, you know. By television, by lecture. In various ways, they try to lead people in strange directions. And they didn't understand. They didn't try to understand actual, realistic situation or power of Japan. Also, I didn't know anything about America or other countries. But I saw how powerful are they or how weak they are. I didn't know. Had some confidence in human nature. Human nature is the same wherever we go. So they call American people like beast or devil. I always say beast or people is not only Japanese people. We may be big beasts or demons. Those who have that kind of idea about some other type may be our enemy or demon or devil. I always said to them, and during the war, they were afraid of very much American people who may land sooner or later in Japan Island. But I was not so afraid of them. And they are also human beings. Nothing will happen if we surrender. Those who don't want to surrender may die. And if they survive, nothing will happen to them. But they burn their personal record or various record in City Hall. They started to burn it. And they started to destroy the memorial tower, memorial tombstone of the unknown soldiers. But why do you do that? It is quite natural to have memorials stolen for the people who sacrificed their life for his own country. Nothing wrong with it. If I explain, if we explain that way, why we have those tools, they may understand.
Oh, I see. They thought that Americans would destroy all the graves, huh?
Grave, and if we have City Hall.
Americans would destroy that too.
Americans would seize the each part.
Oh, I see.
To kill them or something.
I see.
Very curious, you know, idea.
Were you ever criticized, Roshi, for your sort of pacifistic views?
I was. But I didn't act officially.
Yes.
At my temple, in my lecture, when students come, I talked about this kind of thing always. And even the time when the war is almost finished, they are still believing some power, you know, or some courage to sacrifice their life to Japan. But I thought that sacrifice is not for Japan, but for some, you know, wrong idea, someone who has wrong idea, who has some leadership, which speak by big misunderstanding. So I, when they decided to destroy the big memorial stone for the unknown soldier, I told them to carry it to my temple. I said to them, I will protect it as long as I arrive and as long as I'm here. I will protect it, and I will take all the responsibility for that. I'm sure American people will make any damage to this, you know, memorial.
I'm a little worried, Roshi. If they were not worried, I'm a little confused. If they were going to, who was trying? They thought the Americans would do what to the stone?
Hmm? Destroy the stone.
So the Japanese were going to destroy it first?
Yeah. Destroy it first, and, you know,
doesn't make sense, Roshi.
Doesn't make sense, yeah. But they were so afraid of what they have been doing, you know.
I see. Because,
and who is responsible for
it? Well, on unknown soldiers, you can't tell, can you?
Hmm?
If it's war, oh, it's for...
But, you know, if we have still the tombstone worshipping them, those who have been worshipping them will be punished or something.
Oh, I see.
So no one is going to take responsibility for that. And if they destroy it, American people will feel very good for that purpose.
What did you think of atomic bombers? First time? Yes. Or, you know, when, right before surrender.
That was something, you know, which I haven't, no idea of it, you know.
Yeah.
And how powerful it was, I didn't know. And even when I heard of it, I couldn't trust it, that it is so powerful, and that kind of thing will happen. But most Japanese people, including me, most Japanese people, I haven't, you know, have no idea how such thing would happen. But most people, Japanese people, are afraid of too much fear about their life, you know. When they lost war, So in comparison to that, atomic bomb was not so didn't cause so much fear. I think most of them must have thought, anyway, we will not live so long, maybe a good way, to finish our life. They have no idea of righteousness or humanity, or those problems is not all not already out of question.
Okay.
And I thought it may be very serious and very foolish of us if we don't surrender right now. If we surrender, they will stop doing such thing. So best way maybe to surrender. If they don't, that is all of everything.
What happened when the Yaizu fishermen were killed by the atomic fallout?
Most of them, I think, accused the American people because of the viewpoint of righteousness. But that righteousness is very superficial righteousness. I think this kind of feeling is the feeling we have about Okinawa problem, They talk about Okinawa in various ways, but no actual feeling is in it. It is just game, political.
Someone once said that you marched in a protest against or something at some point. What was that, Roshi? When was that, or what was that all about?
It was the time when Peace Corps, not Peace Corps.
Atomic submarine?
Yeah. Atomic submarine.
No, that's not either problem. What was it, Rich? I didn't want to force you.
Hmm?
Was it that? Was it atomic submarine or?
Atomic submarine. At that time, peace work, And when the atomic submarine wanted to come to San Francisco, they had big demonstration. That is, peace, desire to express desire, strong desire to against war. That is why I joined.
Someone mentioned that you once marched in a demonstration in Japan ever. Is that true?
Yeah, I did.
What was that for?
That is for... that is after war finished. And before the war, I was much more, strong feeling against war. So So before the government started some organization to organize civilian against war, or no, against America, you know, I started, I organized young men in my, you know, area to have right understanding of situation of Japan at that time, and to have more, to invite good people who have actually participating some important activity in government or in various areas. I invited them, and we invited them to ask questions until we understand them. So later, government organized some with some purpose, or with the purpose to organize people to fight completely with America. But my purpose was to prevent not war, you know, but to prevent people who may have one-sided view in the situation of Japan, or in understanding of ourselves and human nature. I started to, I wanted to, not big, I have not bad, not big, but my but I didn't want my friends to be involved in that kind of nationalism, which may destroy our Japan completely. It is more dangerous than war. We will be lost completely because of lack of power.
And wasn't this considered a very unique thing to do?
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble? Did you get in trouble for it?
Yeah, I got into serious trouble.
What happened?
What happened? At length it helped, you know. But at first I was very much criticized. But what I say, I was saying is right, and most people agreed with me. So they decided to utilize me, to help them, you know, to help their idea of ruling, leading people. And they appointed me to be a head of the new organization, which was started by government. But I resigned. I accepted once, you know. And next day, I resigned.
Oh, this is when there was some conflict. I mean, this is before
before
the militarists took over.
Yeah.
Before the army took over.
Yeah.
What happened when the army took over?
Army took over. My voice was not loud enough. No.
But the army didn't come after your voice?
No, it was not so bad. but that was why I think I didn't go to, I didn't, I wasn't trapped, you know.
Oh, I see.
They marked me on my name, maybe there was some special mark.
Pacifist.
Dangerous.
Dangerous, yes.
And no reason to kill him, or, you know. I was not so big.
Yeah.
But if he joined army or something, what he will say will affect the courage, you know, of the army.
Were there many priests like you who were pacifists?
Hmm?
Were there many priests like you who were pacifists?
They didn't take any
stand. Well, I see.
And after the Second World War over,
I
you want to come back on the 2nd? Is that what you said, Roshi? 2nd
mm-hmm.
of October?
Yeah.
That early enough?
Yeah.
You know, Roshi, your experiences like this would be very interesting to the students.
Oh.
Don't you think so?
I think so.
Maybe you could lecture on this tonight.
Oh, I see.
I think it's good if Zen is not for war in America,
mm-hmm.
and you never speak about it. Maybe you have a reason for that.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a strong reason, I think it's moral, it's ethically proper to speak against war.
Mm-hmm.
And I should do this. But anyway, the students would like to know your feelings about it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess more about the way of killing.
Yeah, I know, than actual killing, yes.
Actual killing, and not actual killing, but the fundamental way of thinking, which will cause big war. That is why I didn't like nationalists in Japan. Their view is very one-sided and very egoistic. And they accuse some other fault without knowing what they are doing. They are actually creating problems.
Maybe this is why the government did not persecute you, because you were approaching the problem from a religious point of view.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Rather than political.
No.
Not political.
Not political.
No.
And after the World War, I was not purged. I have no record of fighting, which means I... Many printing matters expect my feelings.
Many what matters?
Many things about the what should be the policy. Now, what kind of danger we have right now, you know, for the nation or something like that. But most of it is maybe difficult to understand for people. It is not, I didn't say anything about war or anything. But if we neglect to understand the situation of Japan more clearly, and if we understand things just by paper, you know, we lose the real, you know, picture of Japan. So what I put emphasis on was to study more about what everyone is doing in his company, in army, or in other in political world. I was very much interested in that kind of thing when I was young.
I see. This is before the war or after the war now?
Before the war.
Before. You said after the war they did not purge you.
Because of this kind of anti-war.
Oh. Were most priests purged?
Yeah, most priests who joined the army.
Lost their temple?
No. But
put in jail?
They couldn't join some educational program, some official things, or education, or city hall. But I wasn't purged. They tried to purge me. But I show them.
Who was they? The American soldiers in Yaizu?
No. The government. The new government.
Oh, the new government. Yeah, I see.
So they didn't. They have no reason to fight me.
Did Rinzai lose any land?
Yes.
Most temples lost land, right?
Yes.
Rinzai lost land too, though.
Yes.
Much of it? Most of it?
Most of it.
How much? No, you don't know in American terms, I guess.
Yeah. Most of it. Except, you know, mountain. If it's some paddy field or some place where you can cut back. We offer, we should sell it to government.
Did you think that was a good idea?
Maybe. I thought if we don't do that, I didn't think to force that thing. To force that kind of thing to temple is not a good idea, but to have not much land, not for anybody else.
I had heard, Roshi, I don't know where, somewhere, that before the war, many of the Zen temples were very rich. And some of the priests were very corrupt, and many priests kept concubines. Is that true? I think you Rinzai temples. This is not for history, I'm just kind of curious.
Concubines? Yeah. Not so many temples were so rich, you know, even before the war. Most of the people. The temple were very poor. But after the war, they lost everything. And they started to work, you know, in city hall or in as a teacher in various ways. And they become more and more rich.
I see.
Japanese people may have too much confidence in their activity again.
Right now.
They have more and more without knowing, you know, why they become so rich or, you know.
is like second major period. How many people? 200 people in your group? But the Japanese do nothing violent in that sort of thing. That's very calm and quiet, huh?
Yeah, calm and quiet.
Like a discussion group, philosophical discussion group.